It is Thursday, April 25th, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas. The University of Arkansas Fort Smith's 32nd season of entertainment presents Choral Glory, an evening of remembrance. It's tomorrow evening at 7:30 at the Fort Smith Convention Center. The UAFS choirs, along with a chamber orchestra and soloists, will focus on remembrance. Tickets and more information at uafs.edu.
Ahead on Ozarks, former Congressman Mike Ross explains why he's back in politics so soon after thinking he was done. Last week, he announced his candidacy for the Democratic nomination for governor.
Plus, we'll hear from a student at the University of Arkansas who recently was awarded a prestigious national award. You can see her work for a little bit longer in downtown Fayetteville. And the next step for Next Step in Fort Smith.
First, U.S. Senator Mark Pryor of Arkansas is working on a measure called the Marketplace Fairness Act. Senator Pryor says the bill sets up a collection system for sales tax on purchases from the Internet in an effort to aid brick-and-mortar stores and the local tax base, because many consumer purchases are now made online.
The real problems with state and city governments, because let's say you have a 6.5% sales tax. If you go into, say, a shoe store, you may look at the shoe, you may try it on, and right there in the shoe store, you may check online and realize that you can buy it a little bit cheaper because you don't have to pay the sales tax.
Senator Pryor is crafting the Senate version of a similar measure that was introduced by Arkansas Congressman Steve Womack in the House. Senator John Bozeman says the legislation is necessary to sustain both small and big businesses.
This is not a new tax. This is something that theoretically you're supposed to be paying right now, but nobody does it. If this were 10 years ago, I would say absolutely not. You know, the Internet was in its infancy. It needed to grow. But right now, the trend is dramatic increase in sales on the Internet. And because of that, I do think it's a fairness issue and that everyone should be in a position that they pay the same thing.
The Marketplace Fairness Act grants states the authority to make online and catalog retailers, no matter where they're located, to collect sales tax at the time of a transaction in the same way local retailers are already required to do.
The Boy Scouts of America will consider rescinding its ban on gays in scouting next month. Leadership and volunteering would still be restricted based on sexual orientation. Christian Swaim, the Assistant Scout Executive for the West Ark Area Council, says the council is in favor of current membership practices, but that leaders are reviewing the issue.
We just got the feedback back in as a resolution came back to us, so right now they're working to formulate what they want to do based on feedback that we've gotten.
Swaim says he doesn't believe that will present a conflict with private and religious partnerships that work with scouts and are against gay inclusion.
You know, I don't know that I foresee a lot of that changing or that position weakening when the vote goes through, whatever direction it is.
He says the Boy Scouts will continue to collect and analyze feedback before casting a vote next month.
The Bentonville School District received some good news yesterday in regards to its plans for a second high school. The State Department of Education agreed to provide up to $15 million for construction of a 2,500-student high school. Michael Poor, the superintendent of Bentonville Public Schools, says while the news is great for the district, it likely won't see all of that money.
We submitted the totals actually almost 2 years ago of saying here's the scope of what the project would look like, and at that time our scope was to have 2,500 students. Our current way that we're trying to project this would be about 2,250, so we've scaled it down just a little bit, and as we scale down the number of students, thus the size, thus you also would scale down the amount that the state will give us.
However, he says he's fairly certain the school district could receive close to $13 million on one condition. He says for the money to be awarded, voters must approve a millage to pay for the majority of the project. That election is tentatively scheduled for September. Poor says if voters don't approve the millage this time around, the district will miss out on a level of state funding for the expansion.
Well, if we have to go into the second wave of partnership funding, meaning that we have to reapply for the next round, which would be still two more years off. If we have to look at 2 years away of having the legislature look at it, there's going to be several things that are going to change. Our wealth index may change. And then the final thing is that the state's money is more limited now than what it was 2 years ago or what it was 5 years ago or what it was even when they started this program. So, you know, this is a unique time for Bentonville schools to really help offset some costs that go back out to our patrons. And that's why this is so exciting for us.
Poor says the district officials have a full plate to get the millage proposal ready by this fall. He says that the school board hopes to have the financial proposal finished next month, with the facilities plan completed by June.
Another area farmers market has its opening day this weekend. Saturday morning, the Rogers Farmers Market will open its 2013 season. But this year, the market is moving to a new location. Carrie Jensen, director of Main Street Rogers, says the new location at the corner of First and Walnut Streets is better suited for the market.
It has a little bit better ambiance with trees and benches. They have some vendors that they would like to bring to the market that had some power requirements, and the other parking lot didn't have adequate power available, and this parking lot does. So I think that'll be a lot better. It also has much better parking, as the street parking is right there, so people can easily park and then just walk into the parking lot. The other area, sometimes people were parking on Arkansas Street, and it was a little dangerous, so we're a little more excited about this location.
The Rogers Farmers Market will be open from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturdays and Wednesdays. With the school year winding down, plans are being made for commencement ceremonies at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville. Commencement ceremonies usually mean distinguished speakers, and this year will be no different. The university announced this morning that Panamanian President Ricardo Martinelli and Lee Bodenhammer, an Arkansas businessman and philanthropist, will speak during the all-university commencement at 8:45 a.m., May 11th, in Bud Walton Arena. Both men are U of A alumni, yet they will also receive honorary degrees for their professional achievements, philanthropy, and supportive education.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals won one and lost one in a doubleheader yesterday in Springfield. The Nats dropped the first game against the Springfield Cardinals 8-1. That was a game scheduled to make up for the previous day's postponement by rain. Then the Naturals came back to win the nightcap 10-3. The four-game road series concludes tonight in Springfield.
Forecast calls for mostly cloudy skies tonight with a chance of showers after midnight. Lows in the mid to upper 40s. Tomorrow, Friday, an 80% chance of rain and possibly thunderstorms with winds gusting up to 20 miles an hour. Highs around 60. Tomorrow evening, an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms continues after midnight, with lows from 48 in northwest Arkansas to 53 in the River Valley.